listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live coast to coast, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. We got an action-packed hour for you on Thursday, a special Thursday. Trade deadline recap. Hey, podcasts are cool, but this is live radio. No delay, no outdated conversation. All the news at our fingertips to dissect. We got the right guys to do it. In studio, Steve Fezzik, Brad Powers. They're the pros who know. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. You can't have pros without Joe's, though. He is Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, on Fox Sports Radio. And here on Straight Out of Vegas, we saw the NBA trade deadline come and go. It ended at 3 Eastern time, noon Pacific, earlier on Thursday. And the big news is that there was no news regarding Anthony Davis. He is still a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. Thus, the Lakers unable to pull off the trade that they had been trying to get done all throughout the course of the week. So, RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on the Lakers now that they move on without Anthony Davis?
We're going to take advantage of the roundtable here, right? We're here in Vegas, and we've got a pro to my right, a pro to my left. Jonas, voice of the fans in L.A., I disagree with almost everybody I've heard about the Lakers and the way things have gone. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a full segment debate. I'm going to let everyone have their say, and then one by one, shoot it down. And I won't do it with maliciousness, just with the welfare of the audience in mind. So, Steve Fezzik, we're going to let you start out. NBA originator, which means you make your bets in the NBA mostly from your own take. You have an amazing network of bettors that you trade info with, but you originate in the NBA and NFL. That's your two main sports. I'll let you, there's a lot of entry points to this conversation. Pick and choose, dealer's choice, main take.
Stick a fork in the Lakers the rest of the year. I think they will be overvalued by the marketplace. It's a team, RJ.
So let's be clear. One of the things that we've got to do, you can be, you know, remember in The Godfather where Vito, the Don, said women and children can be careless, a man can't be careless, right? Is regular talk show guys, they can be careless. They can use sloppy words, sloppy logic. Sloppy logic, lazy logic will lead to losing in our business in Vegas. So it's our job. The listener, they can lean back, relax. We'll delve in. We'll deal it out. We'll figure it out. You know, maybe you'll agree with this. Maybe you won't. But we're not going to be lazy. So when you say stick a fork in the Lakers, you're talking about betting them or not betting them in individual games.
Correct. And I am looking to bet either against them or to pass the rest of the year. I don't believe the marketplace is going to reflect enough the bad chemistry of this team, a bunch of players feeling that they were expendable at the trade deadline.
Okay, so in your mind, the Lakers are going to be overrated, not where they're going to lose every game, but hey, over the course of many games, if you fade them, you might win 55, 56%. So you won't do it every game, but you'll do it often.
Correct.
Okay, so let's agree to the following. If you are accurate in that thought, if it ends up being the case, that's valuable for the guys playing NBA daily in February. Not a majority of our audience. So what we'll do is we're going to talk Lakers-Celtics at the end of the hour and actually give a free pick on the game. So let's set the whole concept of day-to-day picks, Lakers or anybody aside – accept the fact there might be value there. We'll address it end of the hour during the pick segment of the show. So other than that, let's look at it from the Lakers' perspective. Your big fist-pounding proclamation, how does that hurt? If the Lakers don't cover the spread, it doesn't really hurt them, right?
No, it doesn't.
All right. So what is the consequence for the Lakers? It seems like the sense is the Lakers have lost something here. What have they lost?
Well, I think they've lost their opportunity to compete for a title and even for the playoffs this year. There's going to be an evaluation.
So you felt like if they had gotten Anthony Davis for the price that was being offered, in fact, even for the price that was turned down, if they have gotten Anthony Davis, you think they were competitive for the title?
They had a possibility to be
competitive. So give me some odds.
Well, I did before. I said if they made the playoffs.
No. Whoa. What you did before, we assumed they would give up three of their six viable players, right?
Yes.
And now the offer that was turned down was like eight of their eight viable players. So your old numbers don't really apply. So with the trade that was turned down, what do you think the odds of the Lakers winning the title, if it were accepted, had been accepted by the Pelicans, where do you put the Lakers' odds?
30-1.
All right, so 3%.
Yes.
So what they've given up is a 3% chance to win the title.
Yes.
The Lakers. Okay. Anything else?
No.
So really, you're saying the Lakers have lost almost nothing.
In terms of titles expected to win the next 5 years,
what else
correct.
Is there? What else is there?
You're right. They've lost nothing.
Okay. Doesn't seem too convincing.
They've lost the possibility to make a legitimate run to the playoffs, too.
And now that's interesting. RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. Just mowing down the descent. First one's about, there's a timber, we should get a timber sound effect here. We'll see what Brad or Jonas has. So, Brad, how you got something?
I got something.
Oh, interesting. Here's the question. If LeBron James went, let's say, into the second round and lost in the second round of the Western Conference, what does that gain the Lakers? Because let me walk through it quickly. On one hand, you would say, wow, the team gets used to going into the playoffs, and I guess that's it. It's reps. It's experience. To me, if you kind of weigh LeBron James and the mileage on his legs with like almost zero chance to win the title against getting experience for players that Magic has now made clear are not part of the future of the Lakers— I'm just not sure there's playoff money to be made from tickets, but it's a rounding error, it would seem. So I think usually getting playoff reps is very important. I think what the Celtics did last year and advancing as far as they did was hugely valuable. It just feels like a different situation to me. Do you want to really strongly counterpoint that?
Well, it's a unique situation because had they made the playoffs, they'd be facing Golden State in the first round. And I don't know if that would be a positive or a negative to run into the first round.
Yeah, but we don't know for sure that they wouldn't have got the seventh seed.
Would have been really difficult.
We're acting like there's no chance of them making it. What's the odds of them making the playoffs, the Lakers, right now?
Currently, the latest number, 25%.
Okay, so you're acting like it's past tense, but you're saying it's 1-4.
Yes, but I would love to bet against them making the playoffs.
So you think it might be even, I don't know, 21%?
I think it's more like 15.
Wow, you just think that. So you're saying that 538 is where you're getting the number?
Yes.
So they've got their ELO algorithm and all that, but you just think at a glance their number's off by like almost 50%. Wow.
Yes, I do.
It must be easy for you to win. I mean, you could just glance at algorithms and think they're wrong. Not by enough to bet it, but like, you know, you should cut that number in half. You'd be closer there, buddy, with your slide rule and your calculator.
Well, anyone who wants the Lakers at 6-1 to make the playoffs.
Whoa. No, okay. I mean, it's easy to say that. You know, no one's going to take it. So I can tell you feel backed against the corner. So I'll just say we'll let the audience decide who won that. I won't make any great commentary. Oh, wait. I guess I'm saying I won. All right, Brad Powers. Now, college is your specialty. So, you know, I'll be easy on you initially. Make your case.
All right. So, I mean, the Lakers' ultimate goal here is to win a title. But the reality was the Lakers...
In the next 5 years.
Next 5 years. But the reality was the Lakers, no matter what they were going to do this year, probably weren't going to win the title this year. So to me, the major goal for the Lakers is getting that next piece alongside of LeBron. And I thought this whole season was about this upcoming July. Not anything that happened during the season, but what happens. Can they get that next piece this upcoming July when the free agent market really opened up for them? So to me, yeah, this season kind of looks like a loss. But big picture, I don't think the Lakers have lost that much, RJ.
What have they lost? Because here's the thing to me. Everyone's saying, oh, who looks really bad is Clutch Sports. What looks really bad is the Lakers front office. And Colin today on The Herd was, you know, get off of TMZ. Don't email bloggers. Don't think about your brand. Like kind of talking to Magic. All right, come on. Talking to Magic about brand. And saying the idea that there's some big, huge loss here. And then the phrase being used by Colin was, the Lakers got played. Well, listen, I can promise you something. I could walk up to someone that has a jalopy out in the parking lot of our offices. And luckily, we're in a nice part of town, not a lot of jalopies. But let's say I could go to a jalopy neighborhood. And a jalopy-esque neighborhood. And I could offer them $1 million in cash for their car. And they could look at me and go, no way, buddy. You're not hustling me. Now, at that point, you can't win with that person. Now, I'm not sure the Pelicans made a bad move here. A lot of people are saying, I heard, I think it was Mannix on Colin saying, well, you know, when Boston gets in it, maybe the Knicks get in it in the summer. Who's to say? But the idea that the Lakers got played, I get it. Maybe the talk radio, you know, gibbering and jabbering because they, you know, shows need something to talk about. But to me, it was a free roll, meaning no one expected. And if we would have said a month ago, will Anthony Davis be on the Lakers? The answer would have been, Jonas, let me ask you, month ago, will Anthony, the question were asked, will Anthony Davis be on the Lakers, what would you have said?
No.
Yeah, but percentage-wise, 8%, 5%?
10%, I guess. I'm not good at putting a percentage on it, but I would say no.
Yeah, so a long shot.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. So somehow through, if we want to, I don't know the definition of collusion and all the union stuff, but somehow, some way, Clutch Sports, it would seem, Anthony Davis, it would seem, it got to be where there was a decent chance, a 20 or 30% chance that the Pelicans would have said, you know something, we don't want this to drag out. You know something, he's been here a long time. He's got a lot of fans here. Football's our main priority anyway. Let's let the Lakers have him. And hey, we'll take three players and a couple draft. It could have been a fire sale at that point. And I'm not saying 100%, I'm not even saying 50%, but some real percentage, 20 or 30%. And then if it didn't happen, if it played this way, no, I'm not taking $1 million for the car, dumb. It's like, oh God, you just played me. No, right? You just put yourself in a worse situation. I'm not sure the Pelicans did that, but I know the Lakers had almost zero to lose, and I think they've lost almost zero. And I think they had a ton of upside. And Fez, if I told you pick any game tonight, and if it wins, I'll give you $10,000. And if it loses, you don't owe me nothing. If the game loses, did you make a mistake?
No.
In the pick, you might have made a mistake. Did you make a mistake rolling?
It's a free roll.
It's
love
a free
it.
Roll. I feel like the conclusion here is, the only conclusion is the Lakers had little to gain unless they made a play. They made a play behind the scenes, and after the play was made, they had a real chance to gain, and they had very little to lose. When we come back, I'm going to give everyone a last chance to show me, to convince me that I'm wrong.
He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, you will have your opportunity to weigh in on the trade that didn't go down for the LA Lakers.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you right now on the Strip. It is 48 degrees, and the neon is pumping.
So, guys, we've been talking about Anthony Davis, not a member of the L.A. Lakers, a trade that did not get done. He is still in New Orleans with the Pelicans. So the conversation we were having was about Magic Johnson, the Lakers, LeBron, and the status moving forward this year for the team.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, I'm feeling pretty bold right now. I mean, I gave everyone their best shot. Didn't even really get grays. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open it up to the nation. All right. I'll make my case. And if you disagree, remember, guys, succinct, to the point, 30 second max. I don't care if you're giving us your PIN number. If you're halfway through at 30 seconds, you're getting cut off. So clock yourselves, 877-996-6369. Toll-free call in. That's 877-99-ON-FOX. And on Fox is 66369. Okay. Here's my point. The Lakers didn't gain anything. The Lakers lost nothing. Colin saying, oh, it looks bad. Who cares? It's Magic Johnson. Looks bad. Can you imagine in 2 years? Imagine the following. 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Let's say Magic succeeds. LeBron succeeds. They have their title. They're handing out the trophy. And then the commentator says, yes, this seems exciting. But recall, if you will, February 2019, the embarrassment when they tried to make a trade for Anthony Davis, but it didn't happen. Magic, this is partial redemption. Come on. What does it mean?
I'm Magic Johnson. You know how many finals I've been in?
He has the equity. Magic does. It means nothing, this embarrassment. So what else does it mean? Oh, it's a sign of, well, another lost season for LeBron. No, this whole season was a lost season for LeBron, and he knew it coming in. Unless things fell exactly right with Paul George or whatever could have happened, once the tip-off happened of the season, I'm not sure there was any real scenario they were going to be the Lakers' real contenders this year. And Fez, you said it. Even if the Anthony Davis trade would have happened for the Lakers' offer, something the Pelicans said no to, you give, what, a 3% chance the Lakers to win the title this year?
Yes.
And Brad, you had a good point about even if the trade happens, you wouldn't have been higher on the Lakers, which I think feeds to Fezzik's point about the 3%.
Yeah, I think it would have taken at least 10, 12, 15 games of integration for the players to get used to playing with one another. If that was the case, if it took that much, that's half the remaining rest of the season. Would they have even made the playoffs at that point?
Agreed. So getting him now, though, to continue with my point that I'm standing strong with, getting him now would have helped that integration between LeBron and Davis for next year, would have set the scene for this summer to make whatever deals they wanted with two of the four best players by Fezzik's account in the NBA together in LA. I mean, Davis could have figured out the nice clubs to go to. It could have got all that out of the way in LA. Jonas, maybe he would have texted and said, hey, you got some time. You would have helped out, right, Jonas?
No, of course. I mean, like, you know, I'll show him where to go, when to get out, best routes to take,
exactly.
TMZ, where they hang out. Yeah, I'd have them all covered.
If you want to avoid them, if you don't. So it was a free roll that was engineered, orchestrated by the Lakers, or more specifically, probably Clutch Sports, the management, which was, let's rattle the cage, see if the Pelicans freak out and make a bad deal with the pressure on. And if they don't, we're right where we would have been anyway with the current team. Now, we're taking calls if you think I'm wrong. 877-996-6369. We're only letting through worthy calls. It's got to be someone as sharp as Fezzik, maybe for 30 seconds. Fez, I mean, do you want to just say, you're right, RJ? God, I didn't even see it, but after you said it, or do you want to one last kind of gasp as you're falling?
One last gasp here. I think the Laker youth is discouraged, and I'm worried they're going to be discouraged not just this year, but the ones that remain next year, Kuzma, Ingram, Ball, Hart, they thought they were going to be Lakers maybe for life. Now they know they're expendable. We saw that lack of effort in that must-win game against Indiana. I think that's going to continue, at least for the rest of this year.
And I say you're right, and I say good. Magic says good. Why? Let's figure out who really has intestinal fortitude. Let's figure out who is an adult here, right? Is what would you do as a, you know, mid-50s fellow is if I said, hey, Fez, I'm trading you to ESPN, what would you do? Would you start crying? Or would you say, hey, it's a business, and you know something? If I said, Fez, I'm thinking of trading you to ESPN, and you say, no, I've heard about that place, what would you do? Would you act up? Or would you think, hey, RJ, why were you thinking of trading me? Because what can I change? How would you respond?
If you hadn't traded me yet, I'd look to improve. If you had traded me, I'd be like Charlie Sheen in Major League. I would tell you, I'll stick it to you.
Yeah, but if Magic trades him, he thinks they're not, right. They don't have the ability to enact revenge. So to me, I'm not sure exactly who is going to play well and who isn't. But boy, that seems like almost like a type of boot camp test.
Trial by fire.
Let's figure out who, and if you can keep half the guys, let's say there's six talented guys, you've three of them end up stepping up. The other three are the ones that go on the block. When you got Lonzo taking the Lakers logo down from his social media, it's like, hey, way to get ahead of yourself there, because that's where it's headed, buddy. All right, Jonas, now you're the call screener.
Yep.
The ultimate judge. Do we have any worthy calls?
Now, we've got three. All right, we've got three right here.
I'll be the judge of that.
Now, there's 1,000 phone lines here. We have many more calls than that. But there are three that I'm confident in, and hopefully they don't make me look like an idiot. We will start in Montana, where Max is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Max, go ahead.
Hey, what's up? Yo, the Lakers, my point is, I think they lost a lot. Because before LeBron got hurt, this team was kind of rolling. There was chemistry. They were playing good. Now it's total disarray. You got people sitting apart on the benches. You got people not helping each other up after they fall on the court. The team chemistry is ruined. It's like a cancer there now. I think they actually lost quite a bit by this whole fiasco.
Okay, so I think he's making a good point, except we got to define what the ultimate goal would have been for the Lakers. So what I've heard a bunch early this week was, hey, before LeBron got hurt, the Lakers were fourth in the West. Now, it feels like to me that was about their limit, right? That was their ceiling.
I agree.
So I was impressed with the fact they were fourth in the West. And let's give them credit, right? But that isn't where they were headed, right? Magic wants to win a title. LeBron wants to win a title. So if you got to shake up the can a little bit, and if half of it spills, and the other half you say, man, I can trust this half, that seems to be more valuable, finding that out now. Yeah, listen, the Lakers are going to sell out with LeBron. It's not about selling out. It's not about TV ratings. They're going to be fine. Right? If anything, we're talking about the Lakers more than ever. So I think if you felt like this team was a championship team in the making as it was constituted or as it is constituted, then it would have been a mistake to shake up the can. It wasn't a Does anyone think that team was a championship team?
No.
So shake up the can. Free roll and trial by fire with the remaining players. And that fire is going to be the rest of this season. And then the offseason, you know who's expendable, you know who ain't. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, waiting for someone to land a glove. Jonas, anyone else?
Zach is in Missouri. Zach, you're on Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was a big mistake that they traded Zubac. I thought he was one of the more promising up-and-coming centers. Also, I think they lost a lot, kind of really just by rattling the young players. I don't think Ingram's going to try anymore. I don't think Lonzo is. I don't think you know how emotional he is, and I just don't think they have it anymore. Is making any push into the playoffs, and I'd be surprised if they got a seventh or eighth seed, to be honest.
Okay, I agree with that. Right. I mean, even by the goofy, according to Fezzik, 530, the PhD scientists there, even their goofy algorithm says 25%. I think it's a little bit lower than that. So it seems like this all comes down to the disruption of the young players. And to me, that's a good thing. And it also comes down to the idea of, oh, maybe they could have made a playoff run. I'm just not sure more reps for LeBron without a real title chance had a ton of value. Now, if you had players that you felt confident were going to stay? Let's say three of the six are going to stay, whereas you think they're really part of the future. Then a title run would have been, or even a couple rounds of the playoffs would have been good. Except now we see they were willing to trade everyone. So Magic is telling us there's really, these players are expendable, disposable, whatever you want to call them. So getting them reps in the playoffs just would have helped the team they end up on later. All right, Jonas, anyway, I mean, it seems like a reoccurring theme. I'm going to make you allow you to have the call on the last call.
All right, Tavares, you are in North Carolina. Last chance to save the nation against RJ Bell. Tavares, go ahead.
Hey, these are young Bulls. These are young guys. They're making millions. They love to play basketball. The roof is not caving in on them. Who's to say that they're not going to be explosive in year five? These are young guys. The Pelicans made a mistake. Anthony Davis is on the bench. The guys that the Lakers were offering are better than the product that the Pelicans are putting out now.
Well, I agree with that. The Lakers gave up a lot. I mean, the real question here is what the Pelicans are thinking. And I don't know enough to know, right? Sometimes you just don't have the inside info to know. But what I could say on the Lakers side, it seems like the whole point of this season was to see what they had. And listen, I don't critique basketball anywhere near as well as Magic Johnson. If Magic was willing to give them all up, that means that they probably, none of them are worth saving, at least for the Lakers' goal to win a title in the next couple years. Okay, it's official.
Victory!
I mean, we'll do this now and again, Jonas. I mean, but this one wasn't even difficult. We come back in just 1 minute, we're going to do the same thing, probably with less passion, because I'm a little more, I want to hear what the boys think. But we're going to break down the East, because it's as competitive as it's been in decades.
That's coming up next here on Straight Outta Vegas. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Byer.
To recap a busy NBA trade deadline day, the Toronto Raptors did get Grizzlies center Marcus Gasol on a deal today. In exchange for Gasol, Memphis will receive Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, CJ Miles, and a second-round pick. Raptors will take on the Hawks, no Kawhi Leonard tonight. Sixers are sending first overall pick of the 2017 draft, Markelle Fultz, to the Orlando Magic. Pelicans didn't trade Anthony Davis, but they did deal Nikola Mirotic to the Bucks in a deal that will also involve the Pistons. Knicks are waving goodbye to Wesley Matthews and Enes Kanter. As for the Lakers, ESPN says the team is expected to consider signing free agent forward Carmelo Anthony after today's trade deadline. Heisman Trophy winning QB Kyler Murray has the NFL scouting combine on his to-do list. He was placed on the official list of participants for the combine that starts Tuesday, February 26th. By the way, spring training for the A's starts next week. Hall of Fame player and former manager Frank Robinson died today at the age of 83. The Phillies acquired all-star catcher JT Realmuto in a deal with the Marlins in exchange for four players. In golf, first round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Brian Gay has a share of the lead right now with Scott Langley at 7-under par, Phil Mickelson in a group one shot back at -6. And this just in from the NFL Network. The Arizona Cardinals reached a three-year deal with cornerback Robert Alford, who was recently released, by the Atlanta Falcons. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. We are Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in 12 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have best bets and a look ahead to a doubleheader in the NBA on TNT. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Great energy the first half hour of the show, Jonas. If you missed it, a lot of Lakers passion, debate, podcasts available. All you do is go to your favorite pod player, search for RJ Bell, look for Straight Outta Vegas, free to subscribe. And oh, by the way, those that are thinking, oh, I couldn't get through, or Jonas didn't take my call, or hey, I don't call, but I'll tweet at RJ in Vegas. Anyone that makes a compelling case, reply to me and we'll read it on air tomorrow.
Guys, the trades that did happen were involving Eastern Conference teams in the NBA. Marc Gasol is headed to Toronto as the Raptors acquire the veteran big man from Memphis. Nikolai Mirotic is now a member of the Milwaukee Bucks on his way from New Orleans. And of course, Tobias Harris, and we discussed this earlier in the week, is now a member of the Philadelphia 76ers after they pulled off a multiplayer trade with the LA Clippers. So RJ, what does Vegas make of the Eastern Conference after deadline has passed?
Yeah, this is another one. Let's go roundtable, baby, here in Vegas. Fez, I'll let you lead off. NBA originator, Steve Fezzik. What's your main? Let's go one take at a time.
The parity in the East is unprecedented. Right now in the NBA, Golden State's the best team. Well, the second, third, fourth, and fifth best teams are all in the East. When was the last time we said that, RJ? And they're all close together in terms of title odds. Boston, Philly, Toronto, Milwaukee. I got to tell you, I think Boston's the best of the four, but it's really close as I've ever seen a conference top four teams.
Okay, so odds I saw from a day or two ago, and Brad, maybe you can give me the updates as you see them. So I saw Boston about 10-1 to win the title, Toronto 10-1, Milwaukee 12-1, Philly 19-1. So what are we seeing? A big upgrade for whom?
Yeah, big upgrade for Philly. They got Tobias Harris, who was the best upgrade of all these trades.
So. And let's quickly talk about this. We did yesterday, but very quickly, for this year, they gave away a ton in the future for value this year. So for this year, it's an up arrow for the Sixers. For midterm, long-term, down arrow. But for this year, it does improve them.
Absolutely. Hey, they got the Clippers' best player, and the Clippers were projected to make the playoffs, RJ.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. So we are green. So right now we're saying Boston, Toronto, Milwaukee, Philly, throw them in a hamper. And it's, I mean, I hear you like Boston by a smidge, Fez, but if I said you take the bet, you get the first pick, right? You would take Boston.
Absolutely.
To win the East.
Experience and coaching. Yes.
And if you would force me to pick one of the four, which would be the one you think has the least chance of the big four in the East, who would you force me to take?
Philly.
All right. So if I had Philly, your number four team, you had Boston, your number one team, what would be the fair odds in your mind? What plus money would I have to get?
I think it should be about plus 150.
Okay. So you're saying that the fourth team and the first team are being split by the difference between plus 100 and plus 150.
Yeah, they're still real close.
Wow, interesting. Brad, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the really only mover was the Bucks from 12-1, right around to 10-1, RJ. Everyone else is right dead even, like Fez has been saying. Future odds for the overall NBA title, all four of those teams sitting right around 10-1.
Now, what's fascinating about the Bucks is I actually power rating, RJ, right now, have the Bucks the best team in the East in terms of day-to-day games right now. But the Bucks are lacking in key playoff experience, and I think it'll be a case where I don't think they're going to get better in the playoffs, and I do think the Celtics, with that experience, will be better in the playoffs.
And it's important to note, the biggest mover is the 76ers. Shop line for them a couple days ago, 76ers were 19-1. Now 76ers 10-1. That was the biggest one.
So when you said biggest move in the last 24 hours, Milwaukee, in the last couple of days, Sixers.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Fezzik said something buried in there that we're going to pull out and examine quickly, which is power ratings in the NBA regular season are different than the postseason. Sometimes it's driven by experience. Sometimes it's driven what percentage of 100% can we expect from a team in a given random night during the regular season. So Golden State would be the most extreme example. The Cavs last season would have been an extreme example. What you could expect on a Tuesday in February, very different than Game 7 of a playoff series. A lot of teams, and even the Spurs in their heyday, you were going to get about the same in the regular season and the playoffs. So this year, Golden State's a team there'd be a big upgrade for in the playoffs. Who's another team?
The Celtics are the clear-cut other team. They're basically.
See, I would disagree with that. Really? I would think the depth of the Celtics in the regular season, how deep their rotation is, makes them even a more effective team in the regular season because depth matters so much. In the playoffs, it matters a lot less. And if you really look at the strength of the Celtics, it's not how great 1-6 is. It's how great they are 1-9.
You would think that would be the case.
Well, I do. I wouldn't think. I do think.
But they've been scuffling along. They only outscored their
opponents. Oh, so it's because they're not doing well this year.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Short-term thinking from Fezzik. Not judging it. Well, kind of. When we come back, we're going to give you the two favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. Yes, it's day four. We're down to the two favorites. Plus, everything you need to know to watch sports on TV tonight.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted, and it's money-making time next here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. We've been doing it all week, our look ahead to the favorites to win Super Bowl 54. And then there were two, RJ Bell, voice of Vegas.
Yes, the two favorites left. We've gone up arrow, down arrow. If you haven't listened, it's on the podcast and such. Tomorrow, I think maybe we'll run them down real quick and do a quick recap on each. We got the in different books, we'll have different things. So let's start with Kansas City. I think this one's obvious. It's a young team. The theory is Mahomes handled fresh. He was in situations inexperienced. Quarterbacks usually struggle. I mean, think about it. Went to New England, went to the Los Angeles Rams, the two Super Bowl teams, and only lost by a total of 6 points in those games, right? Almost beat the Patriots. I know they were favored, but boy, in the playoffs, for a first-year starter against Belichick, that just shows you how much pessimism there was about the Patriots, more so than optimism about Kansas City entering that game. Maybe the question should be, Fez, can you even make the case it's not up arrow? Or is it clear Kansas City getting better?
It's pretty clear. The only concern would be Mahomes, a possible sophomore slump, but I don't
see
it happening.
What does that even mean? Who's the last quarterback that had a sophomore slump?
It's been a while.
So you're just like...
Dak Prescott.
Do you have like a book of cliches?
Dak Prescott.
Wouldn't it be funny if he actually pulled out a book and it said a book of sports cliches and it was dog ear to the sophomore slump?
Take it one game at a time.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been great. It would have been like, well, listen, I have two concerns. One, sophomore slump. Two, will the Chiefs take it one game at a time? Only God knows.
That KCD is very likely to get even better. It just wasn't very good last year.
Yeah, and I think an upgraded defense coordinator getting rid of the nothing against 74-year-olds, but it looked like the game had passed Sutton by their defense coordinator.
Yeah, that's a good point. Up arrow, Chiefs, second favorite, first favorite in some spots.
Next, guys, we have the New England Patriots, the favorite to win Super Bowl 54.
Now, I'm not going to give mine away. I usually give mine. Let's do a quick round table. Up arrow, down arrow, flat, Fez.
Down arrow,
Brady. All right, that's enough, Brady.
Flat.
Up arrow. Did you look at the draft choices?
12 of them.
I mean, you let Belichick restock like this cheap. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a splash sign. Not a splash signing, but one of those third best wide receivers in the NFL on a pretty decent one-year deal type signings, maybe, or even a multi-year deal. The only possible way you could say other than Brady, can anyone make the case down arrow Patriots?
No.
So it's all about Brady's age?
Yes.
Now, how would you say the last, let's just go in the playoffs. If you added up how many quarterbacks, I get it. He wasn't great in the Super Bowl. I get it. Okay. But if you look at the three playoff games with Brady, how many quarterbacks would you bet would have played better in that spot?
Less than five.
So you're saying the Patriots have the sixth best quarterback in the NFL based on the end of the season against the best competition, but that's why they're getting worse.
Quarterbacks fall off the cliff at 41-42.
Now, just answer soberly, just the number. How many years has it been that you've been talking about Brady falling off a cliff?
4.5.
At least you're honest. Brad, we have two ESPN games, but they're not great games. You've got literally 12 seconds on each.
Yeah, Penn State at Ohio State, situational advantage for the Buckeyes. Lean Ohio State -6.5. They got two extra days rest, back-to-back home games for the Buckeyes. Lean Ohio State -6.5.
Go, go, go.
Iowa at Indiana is the second game. Lean on Iowa +2. To me, it's all about not trusting Indiana. Indiana's off their best performance of the season. The bigger sample size says, hey, this is a bad Indiana team. They had lost 7 straight games prior to that. Lean Iowa +2.
Brad Powers.
Guys, we've got a doubleheader on TNT in the NBA. We start with one of the great rivalries in sports. It's the Lakers at the Celtics, tipping off a little over an hour from now. Boston, a 9-point favorite on pregame.com.
So, Fez, this is all about the mentality of the Lakers.
Yep, I lean Boston -9, and I think the Lakers are discouraged. The attitude is disrupted. Lean Boston.
All right, here's the question, though. What would have this line have been if the Lakers were 100%, no mental distractions, nothing?
Boston minus 7.5.
So it's 7.5 to 9, and that's it. And you, so all this talk about all these distractions, and it's a 1.5-point adjustment the first game?
Yes.
It seems like you should love the Celtics here.
Yeah, the Lakers just had such a god-awful, horrible performance last game. It is a bounce-back spot.
Okay, so you're saying on one hand, they were so embarrassed. All right, one more NBA game.
After the Lakers and Celtics on TNT, it's the Spurs and the Trailblazers. Portland, a 6-point favorite at home.
I really like the under, 226 in this game. Both teams.
Oh, wait, so NBA total.
Total. Both teams are hardcore. Two defenses embarrassed last game, and in particular, the Spurs gave up 141 points against Golden State. RJ, it's the most points the Spurs have given up in regulation time since 1990. Pop is going to be angry. Emphasize defense.
So total points under how many?
Under 226.
And who's playing?
We got Portland and we got San Antonio.
So for the 19 listeners out there who are betting NBA totals, Fez is your hero. For the other 300,000, well, on Twitter, you can complain. It's at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K. Tell them, come on, Fezzik, give us a pick that we can enjoy. We know you've got a mansion and a yacht, but what about our mansion and yacht?
If you missed any of today's show, you can check out the podcast on foxsportsradio.com. The Odd Couple is next here. We are straight out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.